human history. They have descended from the sky, bearing wisdom and superior technology. Or so it's said. Their ships have apparently been caught on film again and again, though never completely convincingly. And now these devious aliens are snatching citizens of the Earth and doing unspeakable things to them, according to thousands of Americans who claim to have been abducted by UFOs.
They're so ugly. This is terribly intrusive.
People have sperm taken, eggs taken, fetuses implanted in them, removed from them.
Scientists don't take reports of alien abduction seriously because there is no physical evidence, and there is no physical evidence because they don't actually exist.
Are extraterrestrials really coming to Earth and interfering with human affairs, or even interbreeding with us? Examine the most compelling evidence of UFO visitations with believers and skeptics alike.
You can see clearly a shining object, looks metallic.
Much of what people believe about UFOs and alien abductions is cultural. It's psychological. It's not out there, it's in here.
You decide, as science and the supernatural collide in our crowded skies.
Approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be established. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Our modern love-hate relationship with unidentified flying objects and their alien pilots has been going on for more than 50 years now. But some people think that aliens have been around far longer than we have, that indeed they've given our evolution the occasional shove in the right direction. How else could the ancients construct, say, the Great Pyramids of Giza? Or the giant Nazca lines of Peru, which only make sense from the sky? How is it possible that Iron Age Europeans drew a humanoid in a spacesuit?
These creatures, they have found a way to come to the Earth. They could be more intelligent than we are.
Sure, it's possible that aliens came down and helped the ancient Egyptians build the pyramids. But the problem is there's no evidence for this. The assumption that humans aren't smart enough to have figured this out is frankly insulting.